Well, life on a farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
John, the country advocate over here. See all these country songs you're playing? Yeah, because the Rolling Stones didn't sing a lot about corn and soybeans, okay? So, you know, I would play it if I had it. Every month we like to check in with our good friend Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Hey, Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing today?
Oh, man, we're doing great. But more to the point, how are you doing? We know this year was, you know, last year was terrible. This year we've had a lot of adversity, not so much here with the storms. Of course, the rest of Florida, we'll talk about that. But how are you doing at Jenkins Farms?
We're good. We're tired. You know, it's been a long dry spell, which means we've been able to just keep harvest going pretty much 7 days a week since, for the last probably 6 or 7 weeks, something like that. So pretty much no days off and come early, stay late every day. But I can tell you we're on record pace. If the weather would stay good this week, we could be finished by the end of the week with our harvest as far as cotton and peanuts. And then all we would like is soybeans. And, you know, a lot of times when we've talked in the past, it's Christmas time before we finish our cotton. So things are really, really rocking along, and I'm very thankful for it.
Now, I know most of this stuff, and always you correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, everything's kind of grown to this point, but still a little bit of moisture helps you get things out of the soil, and, you know, when it's dry, it can be hard and difficult. How has the dryness affected you in harvest season?
It's been a little tough digging peanuts in places, you know, depending on the soil type. The more clay type soils, they get baked almost like pottery, I guess, or something like that. But they get very hard to get the plows into the ground, and it wears out the plow points very fast and those type of things. But, you know, it's still been just almost perfect weather for harvesting peanuts and for cotton. So things, I couldn't be more thankful for the harvest season that we've had so far.
And what about prices and end of the year, kind of where you stand financially? You know, I know you and a lot of folks are, farming is not a big profit maker. You know, you do it because you believe in it and you love it and you're, you know, it's a calling. But after last year's terrible results, what are we looking at this year, do you think?
It's looking a little bit better. But one thing, we're having about call it a bumper crop, a very, very good crop of cotton this year. But unfortunately, the prices are very low. So, you know, in years past, if the prices would have been a little bit higher in years past with yields like this, this would be a year where you could pay off some debt or buy a new tractor or something like that with the cotton yields that we're seeing. But unfortunately, this year, we're basically breaking even making a bumper crop of cotton. So, you know, it's not what we wanted, but it's better than, you know, when we started this season, we were talking to you, we thought for sure we were going to lose money on our crop. And if we'd have had an average crop, we would have lost a lot of money. Now it looks like maybe we'll kind of break even on it, so it won't hurt as bad.
Well, it's not what we've been hoping for, but of course, in the it could always be worse category, it could always be worse. I did want to follow up with you. The last time we had you on last month, we had just had Helene hit, and I think Milton had not yet hit. Have we had any better sense of just how bad those were for particularly Central Florida and Northeast Florida farming?
I don't have specifics, but I have spoken to a lot of people that live in that area that have gone through that, and it sounds like the losses there are great. You know, it sounds like to them like what a Hurricane Ivan was to us type situation. So they lost a lot of their barns and things like that, lost their crops. Of course, they had multiple hurricanes go through the same place, so the crops are terrible over there, and, you know, they're just really in a bad way.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, that's, you know, that same picture is what I had expected and kind of what you had hinted at the last time. But, you know, it's sad to hear it confirmed. I did want to ask you something. It's just, you know, tomorrow's the election, obviously. And, you know, you and I never really talk politics on the air. That's not the purpose of this interview. But I was always kind of the belief that maybe who's in the White House doesn't matter a whole lot for the farming and agricultural sector because, you know, the farm bill does what it's going to do or subsidies do what they're going to do. I suppose with tariffs, it makes sense that there'd be a big difference. And, you know, the way Trump manages that. And, you know, I don't know enough about how what the White House or Congress does related to your life or the life of other farmers matters. And you can feel free to be like, man, I don't want to get into it. That's fine. Totally fine. I understand that. But should people understand? I mean, am I right that it doesn't matter much, that it kind of stays continuous regardless of who's in charge, or does it make a big difference?
You know, I have to be very careful what I say here, but yes, it makes a huge difference who's in office. These last 3.5 years have not been kind to us as farmers in our area at all. We're currently operating outside of a farm bill. They haven't been able to pass a farm bill in a couple of years now. And, you know, that's our safety net for farmers. They do things policy-wise that affect our commodity prices. They use us as leverage. I'm not just talking about the current administration. Any administration, you know, can use farmers for them or against them, or their products that they make for them or against them. And so it makes a huge difference who's in there, what their agendas are. Some are definitely more ag-friendly than others, but I can tell you right now the policies that we have are not working for the American farmer. The American farmer is in a lot of trouble financially currently, and a lot of it has to do with policies that are coming out of the White House. So, yes, it does make a huge difference. Who's in office?
You know, I keep reading about like automation and the impact that that might have. I also, I guess, I don't know, you know, maybe policies regarding energy and engines. I mean, use diesel engines to run your tractors and stuff, and, you know, various ideas about how that ought to be managed and, you know, whether we're supposed to be converting over to electric vehicles. Is that stuff that affects you at all, or?
It does. It all, you know, in all of it's a big picture, right? So every little bit just chips away at us more and more and more. But yes, they're like some of their green energy policies, you know, they can be against us or work against us. It's just, it's really trying times right now. And I can tell you, farmers have, we have people going to Washington daily, speaking with our lawmakers there, just letting them know that agriculture's in trouble, and if they don't help soon, we're not healthy. We're not in a good position right now. We're beginning to import more than we're exporting on some of our food products, and so, you know, it's kind of rolled into a pretty big snowball now, and we've got to have some help soon.
And look, you know, I know for me, I hate the price at the pump for my own sake, but man, you know, that's an industrial input for you, you know, so I know that, you know, those things make it hard for you as well.
We've spoken on here before, and I feel like it's important to say it again. You know, when Joe Blow citizen goes to the grocery store and his grocery bill is as high as it's ever been, they need to understand none of that trickles down to the farmer. That does not have anything to do with the price that the farmer is getting paid for his commodity. So I hope that people understand, you know, just because you see high prices in the grocery store, don't believe that the farmer is getting high prices for his crop that he's produced.
Yeah, weirdly, it's costing us both, right? I have to pay more at the end, and then you have to pay more for all your inputs at the beginning. And somebody, not either of us, is making out. You know, somebody
That's
else.
Right. I want to meet the middleman one day when I grow up.
We always like to end with a farm fact or something. You have something for us this week?
I do. I was picking cotton yesterday, and I started thinking about, you know, not long ago, they were picking cotton by hand. Some countries still pick cotton by hand today, but I was thinking about my grandparents picking cotton by hand. They said that the best people that could pick cotton by hand back then picked between 300 and 400 pounds of seed cotton, you know, cotton straight out of the field. They'd pick between 300 and 400 pounds a day. I did some quick math on the cotton picker I was running yesterday. That machine that I was running picked the same amount that a person used to pick, the best person that could pick it in a day. I was picking that every 30 seconds yesterday. Hmm. So there you go. That's what technology will do for you.
You know, it's funny. I always think sometimes people think of technology as bad because it unemploys the cotton picker. I think of technology as great because it does the work of the cotton picker and allows the cotton picker to go be productive doing something else. And we get the net benefit of both in the end. That's, you know, why technology works. It's just, you know, I don't think anybody's ruining the day when we needed humans to pick cotton. Or if they are, they're maybe a little bit misunderstanding things. Ryan Jenkins, he is the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Ryan, as always, man, thank you for what you do. Thanks for sticking it out, continuing to have a positive attitude and represent the farming community and keep us informed about it, man. I appreciate it, sir. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you so much. Y'all be safe. Everybody get out and vote tomorrow, and we'll see you after Thanksgiving.
And we will eat more peanuts and wear more cotton.